You know you belong together, little big pod forever. You're talking on air. Nathan has weird hair. From the very first moment I heard you, I never felt such emotion. From talking on air, I said no, you are there. So hold me in your arms and let me go. I wanna stay forever, closer each day. Graham and Nate.
This episode is brought to you by my brand new purple water bottle. Graham, you did a fantastic eulogy about my old bottle that I had for 2.5 years.
Do it again.
You have to do it again. I know you memorized it.
It's in my phone, actually, to be honest.
I'll give you just a little.
It was more of the time of the morning. I'm not really feeling it now.
I'm going to play some sad music in the background if you deliver it well. Just to give a little background before Graham's eulogy, I had this bottle for over 2.5 years. I seldom washed it. It always tastes of plastic. Why I got rid of it was I think it was a carcinogenic. I genuinely feel like it's knocked years off my life. But I would go everywhere with it. If you are an avid listener to this podcast, you would have heard me drink from that bottle.
Oh, so many times.
From time to time. It was always there. It was Graham and me.
And the bottle.
And then the bottle was there.
Going to tell you right now, I don't have it in my phone.
Sorry, I'm playing I'm playing sad music in the background.
I went through a little bit of a deleting spree in my notes.
You were cleansing your phone. Well, I know you've memorized it.
Oh, cool. I love going through my notes. I find loads of things I forgot about, like loads of catchphrases and stuff.
Can I just?
Water bottle, where art thou? I hated you. You were a sow. You came to London to meet Stormzy and Lewis Capaldi, Charlotte Crosby.
I think he says
it came in with Gary Neville. He was selling Cadbury chocolate. Oh well, you are no longer here. You are a
deer.
I did it, but I forgot. Just turn off the speaker there.
Thank you very much.
Oh sugar.
Thank you. Graham O'Toole, that was very sweet of you. I now have a brand new bottle that I bought for €4. It's one of those bottles that I can't suck. It's a chill bottle. And it's very cold, guys. I'm going to drink from it right now.
I don't know where that stopped.
You turned it off.
I was messing with the cables there. Yes, you got a new bottle. This is a big thing because obviously this goes everywhere with you.
Oh, God.
It's a lilac bottle. It's one of the chili bottles. There it is. Makes the sound.
You hear that?
Can I feel it?
Of course you can feel it.
It's a bit. Oh, it's a nice feel on the outside. It's kind of like, it's matty. It's a matte feel. Mine is very sheen. I've got a spin chili bottle. It's a sheen. Keeps the water nice and cool. Yours is a purple matte on the outside.
Now, Graham.
And now, usually you could just pick up your bottle and go, and then suck.
I'm used to sucking. Yeah.
But now you gotta go. You gotta open it up.
It's a beaker. It sounds like a beaker. Like I'm with Bear Grylls up Tiknock Mountain, and I'm about to drink my own urine.
Yeah.
It says on the bottle, when it had a little leaflet beside it.
Yeah, it always comes with a leaflet. I always find that interesting. What does the leaflet say?
Well, the leaflet said that you can have hot stuff in this as well. And it keeps it hot. I have a question for you, because I know you've had your bottle for a while. Can I put this bottle, this said bottle, Graham,
in the microwave,
into the dishwasher?
No, just don't put it in the dishwasher. Wash it. Just
wash it
with your hands and one of the kind of...
A bit of fairy liquid?
No.
Because if I have a bit... Oh, here's a sneeze. Imagine if you sneezed
don't need fairy
by
liquid.
Saying sneeze.
You don't need fairy liquid. What you need is just hot water. So what I do is I get boiling hot water. Maybe not too boiling hot water, but hot water.
How often do you wash it?
Once a week.
Okay.
And just, especially around the lip area, that's what you're going to do. Put hot water into the bottle, give it a good shake, get rid of any residue, pour it out there, and then just, you know, you have your, what's it called?
Not your sponge, but the brush. Cloth.
Yeah. You know, the thing that you clean your dishes with.
Loin cloth.
Just clean it, make sure it's clean. You don't want to put kind of grease all over the top of it. But give it a good wash. And there's 4 minutes of talk about Nathan's new bottle.
Thank you very much. Graham, I feel bad. I know that you had some fantastic stories that you wanted to bring onto the podcast last week, but let's be honest, I hijacked it.
Well, you didn't. We got giddy, and part of it was I wouldn't allow you to finish your story. And your story was about...
me swimming with my parents on Christmas
with your parents
morning.
And then our sexual relations...
Relationship
or lack of over the last however many years.
It's now become quite platonic. Graham, so, you did sniff right in that microphone.
I know, I'm sorry. I am. I've got my sinuses are at me today.
Is there anything I can do?
Could you rub my nose?
Oh.
No, you can't because of social distancing. Yeah, so let's go to a story. I'm going to bring you pre-Christmas.
Story time. Okay, so bring us in. We're listening right now. I'm with the listener.
Yeah.
Story time. I feel I want you to get comfortable with this story.
I'm not comfortable because my nose is annoying
me. Is the light too bright for your eyes? I can
see
you
squinting. It is actually. Turn it off.
Turn it off.
Give me a lighter light. Let me get in the zone. In the zone, as the sports company is. Yeah, well, that's nice.
It's nicer.
Not so much nicer. Okay. We have 50% light now in here, but it's nicer for telling stories.
Before we get to your story, I just want to tell you, I think I gave you the book. It's called The Moth. Where over in America, they do a sort of night in a great venue. I don't know where, but you would go up with a story and you'd tell the audience.
Did you give me the book?
I potentially gave you the book called The Moth.
Did.
I don't know if you gave it
when
back.
When would it have been?
2 years ago.
No, I definitely didn't. I wasn't reading
back. Got it for Christmas.
No, you didn't give me The Moth.
And the book was different stories that people
you told
said
me about it, yeah.
On stage. So this is your moth story. There's an audience.
It's definitely
there.
Not. This is my moth story. It's a good story, but I'd have better stories.
Don't undersell it.
No, my moth story would be...
what would it be?
It would be the story in Italy where...
with the lemons.
That would probably be the whole story, but the main crux of that story would be where the key wouldn't work for our Airbnb.
Yeah.
And the neighbours with no English had to come down with the ladder and I had to climb over a balcony and try and get in via the balcony door and then... the balcony was also locked and I was stuck up there.
Yeah.
And we had to wait till the owner came back. That would be my moth
story. Jeez, that was simpler times, wasn't it?
It was, coming up to 2 years, year and a half. So that's May 2019.
Do you remember you rented the car and you were terrified of the roads?
That's actually a good episode. If you're new to this one, try and go back to May 2019 and listen to that one. That was a hell of a holiday.
Is there any chance you could turn down my headphones just a little bit?
No, I can't.
It's quite loud. Oh, that's a lot better.
Actually, no, I'm going to turn
thank you very much for that.
I actually turned it back up.
No, I feel good now.
Here we go.
That went down. Yeah, that feels amazing. Thank you so much. Now,
no worries.
Are you comfortable? Is there anything I can do?
Yeah, I'm comfortable. I'm comfortable.
Well, there's jazz music playing in the background.
Of course, there is. Wait a second.
No.
Why is there cars beeping outside?
I didn't do...
an effect to make it sound like we're inside and the cars are outside.
Not doing that. I didn't do that last week when I was
lazy?
Doing role play with you.
Getting lazy?
Nope, not getting lazy. I'm being honest. I'm being raw. This podcast...
what else are you doing? You literally go home and do nothing
all
day.
I'm watching a brand new show on Netflix called Drive to Survive.
But you got to wait for Sean to watch that.
Well...
oh, no.
Yeah. So I started the very first episode with Sean. It's about Formula One. I'm not even into it, but it's so well done that I am. And we watched the first episode the other night. And it's actually lovely beginning a show with someone.
Yeah.
But then obviously I came home yesterday at around 11:30.
Yeah.
Sean's working in his room. What else do I have to do?
Did you ask him?
Nope.
What did he say when he found out?
He came in, he caught me in the act.
Right.
And I said, oh, Jesus, no, it's not, it's not what it looks like. Now, why are you motioning like my pants are down? I'm not into cars. I wasn't having me time. But he said, oh, for fuck's sake, man. Jesus, I thought we were watching this together. And I went, nah.
Sorry.
We can't. My
timetable
is different to
you. So much time.
What else would I do for the rest of my day? So, Graham, please, the jazz music. Me and the listener.
Who's that chatting in the background? Shut up!
We have gone.
Thank you. It
into
stopped
the
just
bar
there,
and
I'm so happy that Nathan is looking after the edit on this because he's got nothing else to do with his life.
Over to
so
you.
He can go in and add little bits of extras.
Over to you.
So I rang up Mammy O'Toole, and I was like, "This is before Christmas," and I said, "What would you like for Christmas, man?
That's really nice,
Mammy. What would you like for Christmas? Because our family." Christmas is all about, you know, normal families, Christmas is all about the kids.
Yeah.
Our family's all about Mammy O'Toole.
Is it?
She loves Christmas. So she has
an interesting Christmas tradition where you guys, you don't open your gifts till the evening time.
After dinner is when we open. So when Santa Claus used to come, we used to get our Santa Claus presents that he used to leave to us in the morning time. But then any presents from mom or dad or uncles or to each other, we would get after dinner, which was good.
Pissed off?
No, because you'd be playing with your Santa Claus presents. Mm. But then in that hazy period where Santa Claus stopped coming in your teens and you were still kind of excited to see what you were going to get, then you're like, I still have to wait till after to get the big presents. But anyway, Mam is obsessed with Christmas.
Loves Christmas films.
She fucking loves Christmas films. She loves Christmas music. She put up Christmas decorations early. She has constantly on the television as Christmas songs on repeat. So it's kind of come more about her now.
Yeah.
She's like, what would you like? So one of the presents, this isn't one of the presents, but one of the presents she wanted was a... I'll actually show you a video.
I was hearing you organise this gift with your sister Rebecca.
Yeah, so we got her. She wanted this. She asked me and my brother and sister to chip in and to get her a chainsaw.
Oh, God.
She wanted a chainsaw because we've a big garden and she wants a chainsaw to cut down the trees and stuff like that.
And she
wants to have autonomy on herself. No, not use it for the fire, just to trim it. But I think she was expecting something a little...
smaller?
Not as heavyweight as the one my brother picked up. But anyway. And then we were also chipping in. We were going to get them a television. Because she's watching Netflix, but they have a television. It's a 32-inch television. It's a bit shite. It's not a smart TV. It's about 10, 12 years old. Mama's watching Netflix on her iPad or whatever it's called, and Dad's watching football on his shit telly. So it was kind of a present for both.
Ah.
Now, it was mostly for Dad, because we knew Dad really enjoyed it, because he's always going, this fucking telly is so small. But the issue is, we've got a small sitting room. And Mam is very protective of the sitting room. So what she says is, this also isn't the story, by the way. But
this is a great context.
I've got a video then. What she loves is decorations and photos of the family and the grandkids. And behind our television, there's some shelves. And they start just about at the height of the television. So the television isn't really blocking the shelves behind. And you got shelves of pictures of the grandchildren and us and all that kind of stuff. And Christmas decorations, because she loves Christmas. Now, we always have a small tree in the sitting room because we've got a small sitting room. That's the big thing. I'm like, why don't we get a bigger tree? This tree, you've got so many decorations on this tree. Just because I've got a small sitting room.
Oh, that's sad.
Always talking about that. It's not sad. We're very happy to have a roof over our head.
We're
happy with what we have.
No, why isn't the living room bigger?
The living room is fine, but she has it in her head that it's small. It's a normal size sitting room. Now, it's not as big as yours because you live in luxury in Glenageary.
Sorry?
But, you know, we're a lower class family and we're happy with what we have.
Don't offend me. You have a brand new house beside you.
It's not brand new. It was bought in 2007 and it's in negative equity right now. So the whole thing was, couldn't get a bigger telly. I'd always come down and goes, jeez, because I have a 50-inch television in my house in Stirling.
All right, show off, Jesus.
So when I go home, I'm like, this telly's so bad. She goes, I don't want a big telly, I don't want a big telly. Anyway, we were getting them a new television because they needed a smart one.
What inch?
So that was the big thing. We had to organise it all. Very stressful. Brother and myself, I said I'd take control of it. Rebecca kind of got it. My brother was like, just buy them a big television. I was like, no, you don't understand. It's like, fuck them, let's get a big television. I go, no, because Mam is going to get pissed off because if the telly's too big, it's going to block everything behind the TV, the shelves, and it's going to make the sitting room look smaller, which is already in her head that we have a small sitting room.
Now, this is a surprise. They don't know
this
that
is
you're
a surprise.
Going to get them a television.
This is a surprise.
So are you saying that your issue is you have to find the perfect size television?
So I find the perfect size television. Now, the thing with this 32-inch, you know the new televisions, how you got the screen.
Yeah.
And the border's really thin.
Yeah.
With the 32, the border's actually really thick because it's an old television. So really, when you measure the size of it, it's a 36. So the sizes actually are, I thought there was a lot more options with the sizes. It goes 32, 42, 49, 52.
All right.
There isn't any 36s or 40s, rarely. But then we found a 40-inch. So the thing was, is the 40-inch going to be too big? Pork's like, just get a 42. Because the 40-inch is so rare, they're actually dearer. All right, no, let's just get the 40-inch. Let's try and keep everybody happy. All right.
Now, had you measured it yourself secretly when you were over in the house?
Yes, I'd measured the width of it, I measured the height, I measured how much. A lot of thought went into this. And if it was, when it landed, if it was too big, then I was going to say, look, we'll buy you a new television stand because we can drop that television stand.
This is so
nice. I had
it
all in my head how we were going to plan it out. Yeah. All right. So we'll get to the other presents in a while, but how it goes, and it's always gone in our house. I open my presents first. Dad opens his presents next. Rebecca opens her presents, and then Mam has about an hour and a half open all her presents. Because all her friends and cousins and nieces and nephews all buy her presents. She has more presents than me, Rebecca, and Dad combined.
Together, all right.
So she's opened her presents, and it's a big ordeal. This takes about 2 hours for the whole thing to happen. So you're about 6 o'clock to about 8 o'clock. And kind of shortchanged Dad a little bit on his presents. Got him like razor kits, got him two Liverpool books. And I was like, oh, you know, tough year, you know. So obviously he was like, that's absolutely fine.
Oh,
back in my head, there's more.
This is really nice.
Coming.
I'm excited for this.
You know, there's more presents coming.
And when you're opening up your gifts and you have it, and then you have to wait for your dad and your sister and your mom, are you sort of disinterested? Like, you don't really care what they've
got? I have to feign a little bit of interest.
Yeah, of course. So have a go, just mimic what you'd be like. I got razors.
Are you opening my present? I'm always interested in when they're opening my present.
Okay, I want to see from both sides what it's like opening your present and what it's like opening, let's say, your mum's sister's present. Oh, I got razors from you, Graham.
I know, always thought you wanted them. I hope you liked them. There's more in there. Don't worry, I didn't shortchange you. There's more coming.
Okay, and then this is your mum. Oh my God, Auntie Sophie got me this. And Summers. Look.
Oh.
Do you see what's
that? That'll look nice on you. Sorry, I'm just on my phone. What? It looks gorgeous. Yeah.
Perverted.
Okay, Grant, I'm going to turn this up.
So this is a video.
This is a video.
Of the TV being opened.
Graham. Of the TV. So let me set the scene.
Jeez, why didn't you bring this on to the breakfast show?
No, I didn't want to do it because there's a bit of swearing and stuff.
This is great. This is an exclusive on the podcast.
Exclusive podcast content. I also forgot I had a video until we started talking about this. So all the presents are finished. I go out and I go, it's not over yet. And she goes, oh, that's right, my chainsaw. And I go, I bring the chainsaw in. She's like, lovely, thank you, I wanted that. And then I go, not over yet, guys.
Oh my.
Not over yet.
I'm so excited.
So I go, and I'm also anticipating
a problem.
I'm anticipating.
So you have the television in your car, do you?
I'll say after missing.
Yeah. Just ask again.
A second.
Yeah. Just bear with us. This is like a little break in theater where you can go and make yourself a cup of tea.
Okay.
Oh, we're back.
We're back.
You had this television in the boot of your car.
Yes. I brought it in the boot of my car earlier that day and I brought it down to my room.
And did it look legit? Were you happy with it?
I hadn't opened it, so I still didn't know how big. Now remember.
What inch?
40. But remember, the one we had was a 32, but realistically it was a 36.
Ooh.
I forecast, there was no signs that we were getting them a television. I had forecasted that
There was going to be
a little bit of an issue. I had said to my brother, he goes, don't fucking mind, it's not going to be an issue. I was like, here we go. So also, I'm anticipating, so I'm playing up a little bit. I'm trying to distract from the awkwardness that's about to happen.
So what do you mean you're going to be playing up?
You'll hear me.
Put it by the microphone.
No, you need to watch it. So you need to put it by the microphone.
Okay. So here we go.
So Rebecca is sitting down. I've left. I'm coming back from my room. There's Michael.
I can see your dad, Michael. He's wearing a Christmas hat. It's maroon. And he's sat on this lovely orange couch. He looks happy. He does seem as if he's had a few beverages
day. A few Estrellas.
He's singing like a bird. I'm now going to watch this. I hope you can hear it.
Okay, would you like to describe what's happening, Nathan, as opposed to just watching it and laughing? You're literally not telling anybody what's happening.
I want to watch this myself. I don't want to ruin the video.
Well, maybe watch it and stop it and start it.
Watch it and stop it. Okay, so we're 9 seconds in. You heard Graham singing there. He has just walked by the camera screen and he is carrying this massive television. It looks fucking huge.
It's wrapped up. It's wrapped
up. It's wrapped up in golden wrapping paper. I'm going to play it again. I will stop at times.
Okay, wait, stop, stop. So I'll just explain what's about to happen. I'm walking in, I'm putting the television down, and then we're trying to get the reaction. So I'm in the sitting room right now with the television.
Now, your dad looks really concerned.
Yeah, because he
doesn't know what's going on.
He knows what's about to happen.
Am I right in thinking your dad watches all the football in the kitchen?
No, it depends what game. If it's a nighttime game, he'll watch it in the kitchen. Or if it's a daytime game, he'll watch it. It depends on time.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to play it again.
Yeah.
I'll stop it there. Your mum doesn't seem happy whatsoever.
She said no thanks.
She started to shake her head.
She's angry.
Oh God, this is horrible.
Silence. Now,
Christmas is only beginning.
Sorry, I stopped it there. What did your mum say?
Now Graham.
She's not happy.
Maybe rewind a little bit.
You have the enormous... Oh, shite. I pressed the side button.
I always do that with yours.
You
the
have
opposite way around on
the enormous television right in front of your mother. It's actually towering over her because she's a short lady. Sorry about that. We're messing up the joint here. But she doesn't seem happy. You can hear now. Now, Graham, she's about to
Somewhere
say
I
something.
Christmas is only beginning. Huh?
Okay, you're now not even paying attention to your mother. Some might say this is rude. You're actually showing your back to your mother as if she's not even there. You're not listening to her. And now you're facing your sister, Rebecca, who's holding the phone. You're like, Merry fucking Christmas, yeah! You're just not even accepting that there's going to be an issue.
I'm not accepting the fact that I put so much effort into trying to organize this present that I'm not accepting any backlash.
Deep down, are you upset?
Well, we'll find out here.
Like, this could be a big fight. Okay,
now we're getting to fucking see.
Now we're getting into the reasoning as to why you've gotten this, and I'm going.
Your dad is going. What is it?
Your dad.
It's a fucking telly, Dad.
Your dad sat there smiling. He's such a sweet, sensitive man.
All he's saying is, oh, I can't wait to watch fucking Liverpool on this TV.
He's such a sweet man. I've met your dad many times. When you describe what he's like in work,
different man.
Yeah, I can't imagine him. Just imagine this really sweet guy.
No.
Nathan, you're so funny.
I fucking love Nathan.
Nathan,
he's a fucking funny geezer.
We should say your dad is English, as the English accent.
And he hasn't got that accent either.
You did not grow up in Albert Square. Here we go.
Open it and see.
I know, I've
watched
this.
What is it?
Television.
What, Dad? Television.
And you can watch Netflix on television. Somebody said we were being nice.
Now it's...
Your dad has just put on his reading glasses and now he's starting to tear the paper. Oh my God, this is like a scene from The Royal Family.
Yeah, it's like The Crown.
Oh,
I think that's it.
Is that it?
That's it.
Your mum looks so disgusted. Tell us
now
what has happened.
What has happened?
Do you know what I would actually love? I don't know if we'd be allowed to do this. Can we ring your mum? I'd love to just hear.
Can we do it now?
Can we just give her a call and just see? I'd like to hear
from her
and just see. Maybe she can tell us, has she been using the television?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You know, this podcast, anything can happen.
I haven't even told
this
story,
wasn't dude. Planned, but you might need to wait till next week.
Yeah, I might.
Okay, you begin. You speak to her.
It's a private number, she won't answer.
What's your name?
Hello?
Hello, Mammy, it's Graham.
Oh, how are you?
Can you talk for like 5 minutes?
Is it about the radio?
Okay, you're not on the radio.
You're
this isn't live.
Radio,
this
worry.
Is on the other podcast that doesn't go out on the
we
radio.
We don't have any listeners.
We're no listeners and we're not trying to take the piss. Nathan just has a genuine question. Can you talk?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're fine. Okay.
We were talking about Christmas and the presents we got for families and I brought up the television.
Yes.
I said that put a lot of work in. I showed Nathan the video. Yeah. You weren't impressed, but we want to get an update. Yeah, well, Nathan's interested.
Well, look, Mary, first of all, Happy New Year to you.
Same to you.
Then this isn't going out on the radio.
No, this will
not is
be
on the
radio.
Podcast, so don't worry.
Don't worry, nobody listens to this. Mary, selfishly, I just want to chat to you because I just saw the video there of Graham giving you the television.
Lovely present.
And it's wrapped beautifully in golden Christmas wrapping paper. You were not best pleased whatsoever. It's fair to say, Mary, from the video, you said, I don't fucking want that. It's too big. Why did you get me this? Now, poor Michael doesn't know what's going on. He's putting on his reading glasses and he looks like he's pissed. Now, Mary, tell us, like, did you end up using the television?
I did.
What do you think of it?
It's a television.
Has it blocked any of your view of the shelves in the background?
No.
Now, isn't that good planning from me that I made sure that none of your ornaments at the back would be blocked?
Yes, very good, Graham.
Have you watched Netflix on it?
Yes.
What are you watching at the moment?
Humans.
What's it about?
She's watched everything on Netflix.
What's humans about?
It's about robots. Kind of.
Jesus. Give us a good old synopsis.
I'm into season 2 of The Crown.
Oh, very good.
I was watching the one recently about you were saying how Queen Elizabeth isn't actually educated and how she didn't go to school at all. And how it was, she's only learned about the Constitution. I didn't really understand what you were talking about over Christmas when you were saying that to me. And then that popped up a couple of days ago. I was like, oh yeah, geez, that's amazing.
Is Mary really into The Crown, yeah?
She's finished The Crown.
Oh, have you?
I asked her over Christmas, what are you going to watch? I've nothing left to watch on Netflix.
So
no, I have everything watched on Netflix.
Can we get back to the video that I watched?
Now, oh, gosh, right.
It stopped after 49 seconds and there was a lull in the room and it was a bit awkward. What happened next? So did Michael end up taking the wrapping paper off the television?
Graham took the wrapping paper off the television, I think. Mm-hmm.
And then what happened?
You were grand though. You let me to it. I think you understood how much it meant to me that I bought you, and you go on. So change it. So I changed it within the hour. Yeah, I was allowed.
And what did you do with the old television?
Put it upstairs so you can watch. So for a second television for like football and stuff.
Oh,
like that.
That's great.
But I think when you realise that it actually wasn't bigger than the one that you
had. Exactly. Yeah.
That was all right.
Yes, because I don't like those big.
Yeah.
Ugly. Awkward looking television.
You keep referencing all your children when you say that we have all these ugly televisions in our houses.
Yeah.
I think the next stage gets you a 49 inch.
Mary.
No.
Were you upset with the situation because it was a surprise? Do you not like surprises?
Was I upset? No, I'll tell you, Nathan, what it was now. The television we had was perfectly grand. Yeah. And I couldn't see why they weren't spending money on something that we had already.
No, you didn't have a smart TV. And you watch Netflix. And I know you say you're all right watching Netflix on your iPad, and that's fine.
Yeah.
But it got you a new television, so you watch Netflix on the telly and on the couch.
So you don't need the iPad.
You can still watch, you can still do both.
Yeah.
And now you've got your own account as well, as opposed to stealing off Pork.
Yeah, but he was very good now. Nearly a year I had his one.
For free.
Oh, yeah. The favourite in Galway.
Pork.
Yeah.
The favourite in Galway.
And Mary, can I ask, you also received a chainsaw. Have you used it yet? Have you used the chainsaw yet?
No, not yet.
No, they're waiting until I come down.
Jeez, you're getting more use out of the television than the chainsaw.
Yeah, that's true.
And can I ask, Mary, are you even qualified to use such a heavy chainsaw? It seems very dangerous.
I'm doing the chainsaw. I warned them that they do not touch the chainsaw unless I'm there. So the next time I come down...
That's only because you want to play with the chainsaw.
Well, I do. Well, I also don't trust you and the old lad to be doing the chainsaw.
What are you cutting? What trees in the back?
Trees? Sure. You're all falling apart. Your knees are all banjaxed. His shoulders fecked. You can't be felling trees all around the garden, the two of you.
And what about the plot of your plot? beside the house. Do you remember, Mary, you showed me that when I went
down? I did, yeah. My plot is still there.
Will you have to cut any of the trees around there?
That's a good idea.
No, because that's why I'm going there, because of the trees.
And you would like this, Nathan. It's actually, ironically, a Protestant graveyard.
Now, are you allowed to be there, Mary?
I am.
How are we going to explain this now when you do pass? And we instead of going to Kilsala graveyard where the Catholics are buried, we go next door to our house where the Protestants are buried. And people are like, everyone's going to hop in the car. And I go, no, it's just next door.
You'll be at the wrong gravestone.
Just walk down the road.
It's just next. It's literally, it's the field beside the funeral home and we're the house beside the funeral home. So we can literally just drag your body and throw you in.
And where will Michael be buried? Beside you?
Has he decided what he's doing?
Yeah, I think so.
That's really nice.
I don't care, I'm going there.
And with this chainsaw, do you need to plug it into anything?
It's plugged
in.
Oh, yeah.
That's the issue, because we needed a heavy-duty extension lead.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for it, like.
Well, I won't be home for a few weeks anyway, so you'll keep waiting. It's all good.
But Shaquille, I can't wait till you come home and I want to cut down trees.
Well, you know, we'll get Dublin Deck to come down and cut them.
That's why you have to get a chainsaw, because of him.
Sure, get Mossy to come down with the chainsaw.
Oh, poor Moss.
How's Mossy getting on?
I haven't seen him.
Mossy runs the local pub. Yeah. He runs the local pub in Lewisburg, but hasn't been open in nearly a year. Oh, well, he was open for like 2 weeks, wasn't it?
Yeah, and we went nearly every night.
Mary.
Yeah, she's not lying.
What's the vibe in Lewisburg at the moment?
Everyone is bored out of their minds.
See, we don't have restaurants.
I went for breakfast. Is that open for a coffee, a takeaway coffee?
No.
Tea is closed.
Tea is open for coffee. You can get takeaway. Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
But not the other place.
Tea, it does look good breakfast, doesn't it?
It fills you up. Definitely quantity over quality.
I think you're thinking about the wrong place.
We went to Tia. We did.
I went to Tia.
Oh, did you?
I only went to 74 over the last couple of years. Then the lads were down over 3 years ago.
And Mary, are you just staying indoors? Are you going for any walks? Are you going to the church at all?
Staying indoors. Wait till February till I get my new shoes from Graham to go walking.
Birthday in February.
Oh yeah, what sort of shoes are you hoping to get?
Tell Nathan now. I don't think they exist.
Oh, it's just so hard to be walking runners.
No, you want...
kind of leathery and not the old cloth thing.
Leathery.
See, you know we want walking shoes, but I tell her all the ASICs and walking shoes come a little bit clothy.
Yeah,
because they're breathable. But she doesn't want us to get wet. So
maybe
I'll look into it.
Hiking boots.
Would you like hiking boots? Probably too heavy.
No. Here, runners, not big platform.
You said like the Reebok ones I have, but they're not really walking shoes, those ones.
Yeah, they do, yeah.
But, right, I'll get you
not high platform ones.
Okay.
You don't want ASICS runners. They are very good on the ankle.
I already got our ASICS runners.
Did you?
Yeah. But you worn them out.
Oh, yeah. Are they the first ones?
I think so, yeah. The pink
they
ones.
Were good,
pink
yeah.
And grey, yeah.
Get them, yeah.
Huh? Would you get them again? But they're clothy.
Are they?
Yeah, I'll figure it. Look, I'll look after it. I'll look at
the last ones.
Look, if I sorted out that television, I can sort out a pair of runners.
That's true.
Oh, jeez. Graham has to be the favourite child, doesn't he?
I am not. I'm bloody rock bottom.
Mary.
No denying that.
Mary,
huh?
Why aren't you denying that?
That's okay. We understand. I'm below even all the grandchildren as well.
Why do you say that?
Oh, yeah.
You're going to be the one cutting the tree.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to win her heart back by cutting the tree and using the chainsaw. She might be going, my son is so strong and brave with that chainsaw.
Mary, how's Michael getting on? Is he drinking the Estrella most nights?
Yes, don't drink that, yeah.
And is he getting much use out of the TV?
He watches humans as well,
Well, any plans for today?
What are you doing today?
Well, I'm still in bed.
Are you?
I am.
It's 11. You ever open the church?
No.
My mother works in the church, by the way.
She cleans around the churches, don't you? Well, no, didn't you used to do the outside?
I used to be the groundskeeper of the church and of the priesthood.
Did you get paid for that, or was that just...
Yeah. Got paid well, yeah.
I remember you describing you cleaning the steps or something with a brush.
The steps?
Yeah, were you What sort of jobs would you have done?
I'd do anything that needed done. I was the groundskeeper.
Okay, well, I'm just saying.
I was cut down trees. I'd get the ivy off the trees. I'd clean out the pond. I used to clean out the goldfish pond.
Is there any mass at the moment? Can you do that?
There is mass online, yes.
Right. How's that going?
Good.
And the vicar is dealing
with...
vicar,
this is Catholicism. It ain't Protestant, all right?
Jesus.
This is Catholicism we're talking about.
Your mother's getting buried in a Protestant plot.
I know, we still have to talk about that off air.
Well, look, Mary...
been a pleasure.
What are you going to have for lunch today?
Oh, I didn't have breakfast yet, Nathan. I don't know.
Jesus, it's a late breakfast.
Granola or something.
And are you listening to the radio show at all in the morning?
No, because I'm asleep.
Yeah. Have you been recently, or just given a break away from it?
I was listening to it before Christmas.
Were
you?
Yeah. Yeah. We'll let you go. Jeez. So we're boring you.
About to fall asleep. Well, enjoy the television. Glad you're getting use out of it. And when's the birthday?
February.
Will we give you a call on your birthday?
I will have to.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do.
What date? I'll put in the diary.
The 9th.
Ah, that's a good date.
It's a good date. Yeah. All right, Mammy.
Okay.
Go see watch
Mary,
that telly.
Look after yourself and stay away from the chainsaw.
It's my chainsaw, Nathan.
Yes. She can do what she wants.
But I don't know if you've used one before.
No, but it's always the first time.
Jeez, that's
first
deep.
Time for chopping off your arm as well. All right, Mammy. Bye. Thanks for taking the call.
Bye.
See you, Mary. Bye.
Bye.
Ah, that was... Jesus, that's good for the soul.
There we go. Well... we've now reached the end of the podcast.
Oh, well, look.
The story,
it's great.
Survives
the story
another
waits.
Week. You're joking.
The story survives waits another week.
Another week.
That was nice. So are you going to get her the shoes?
Yeah, so I got to get her shoes and AirPods. But like get her cheap AirPods.
Yeah.
She wants that because she wants to go for her walks.
Yeah. Yeah. Where will she walk? Do you know the...
Around Benown. We live in our local area is called Benown, like you live on whatever road.
Yeah.
I live in Benown.
Yeah.
It's a massive area. I go running around there in the when I'm down.
I have complimented you on the radio show saying you've really become world class
yeah.
at teasing
yeah.
something. So I want you to end the podcast with you teasing why the listeners should listen to next week's episode.
Well, on next week's episode, I'm going to tell you about a story that involves me, my mother, this show, and the most mortifying experience I've ever witnessed. Or been involved in. Not witnessed. Because it involved me.
Yeah, yeah.
Nearly got it.
Said it with confidence, brother.
Nearly got it.
GrahamandNathan@gmail.com if you have any questions or stories.
Jesus, we didn't even get to the celebrations talk. Our plan for this podcast, we didn't get to any of it.
It's become very fluid, this podcast, yeah. in the new year. And that's why I love it. You can't plan too much. We'll speak about celebrations next week.
See celebrations.
Ford Cell celebrations.
I'm going to be telling you next week about why my followers on Instagram turned on me.
Oh.
Because of a bit of chocolate.
Oh!
Jesus. This guy.
Top of his game.
I might start doing classes.
Yeah.
And forward selling.
Just me.
All right, good luck. Cut my life into pieces.